We are here to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Yay. Hallelujah. Woohoo. So I want to welcome you. I want to extend a special welcome today on Easter Sunday to those online via live stream or later via the podcast that we have on our website. So welcome. If you're worshiping with us this morning for the first time, and you're looking for or praying for the Lord to lead you in a church you can call home, I would like to invite you to pray about considering making Living Well your home. Amen. Church. You would be welcome here with open arms. We'd love y'all. So, as a church, joyfully we declare on the authority of the Word of God that we invite Jesus into our lives. He brings us hope. He brings us healing. And he brings that healing to every area of our lives.
Yeah, praise God.
On the back of your bulletin, you can read a little more about who we are as a church. And we just want you to know you are welcome here. And we're so glad that you're worshiping with us today. And God. So next Sunday, we start a new series. The last one was so good. You don't want to miss the next one. You really don't. It's called Acts of God. 7 lives, 1 question. Why? Sometimes God gives us more than we can handle alone. During our adult small group time, this will run at 9:30 on Sunday morning, so please come on by and check it out. You're going to be so blessed. We will be participating in that series called Act of God starting next week, so please put that on your calendar. This series deals with the problem of pain. Mm-hmm. In life, and helps us process the deep questions that arise within us about God and life as we reconcile the problems of our pain with the understanding of a God who is love. Pain comes in all kinds of packages: physical, emotional, relational, mental, addictions, etc. I want to invite you to explore the problem of pain with this video series that tells a story while it shares the truth in God's Word. Next Sunday, and it's a 6-week series at 9:30.
Amen.
I repeat that so you'll remember. Y'all remember, Jay? Okay. Immediately following the service this morning, Pastor John will be mingling in the cafe. Should you have any questions or would like to meet him, you can holler at him. He's a good guy. Well, don't holler at him, but, you know, chat it up. Okay, so participating in the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus begins with making a statement of belief. I invite the congregation to stand now, if you're able, and read this in unison with me. As soon as it's up on the screen, we'll read it together.
Let's go right to the song here. Here we go. Okay. Christ the Lord is risen. Let's do it in song. Christ the Lord is risen today, alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply,
open paradise. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Not too bad. That's a difficult song. He is risen.
Yes, he is risen.
He is risen indeed. My Redeemer lives.
Okay. All right. Now, if everyone would read with me. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end, he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes. I and not another. How my heart yearns within me.
Ready? Let's put our hands together. There it is. I know he rescued my soul. His love has covered my sins. I believe. I believe. My shame is taken away. My pain is healed in his name. I believe. I believe. I'll raise a banner. It's my Lord has conquered the grave. My Redeemer. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer. Let's do that again. You ready? Here we go. I know he rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sins. I believe. I believe. My shame he's taken away. My pain he's healed in his name. I believe. I believe. I'll raise the banner, 'cause my Lord has conquered the grave. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. You lift my burdens. I'll rise with you. I'm dancing on this mountain top to see your kingdom come. My Redeemer lives. 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 My Redeemer. Amen. We're not even going to let the drums cool off. You ready to go? There we go.
Should be excited anyways.
Let's make our declaration of faith this morning. I believe in the Son. I believe in the risen one. I believe I've overcome by the power of his love. I'm alive because he lives. Amen. Amen. Let my song dead in the grave, covered in sin and shame. I was dead in the grave. I was covered in sin and shame. I heard mercy call my name. He rolled the stone away. Once dead in sin, but we are now made alive in Christ through His blood. He gave His life on the cross for us, shed His innocent blood, the spotless Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. But it didn't end there, amen? That's why we're here today, to celebrate that death couldn't kill Him. Amen?
Amen.
I heard it on the radio this morning. Today we celebrate the death of YOLO. You know, you only live once.
Oh.
Because we don't, amen? Because of Christ, we have been promised and provided for a life for eternity.
Amen.
Yeah.
all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these homes will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only.
Amen. It's your breath in our lungs. We pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. Amen.
You may be seated.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them. And he said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The song is about no longer being slaves to fear. How many times have you been afraid of something that you've done that wasn't the right things, ramifications, things that could happen, people afraid of death, afraid of sickness, so many things to be afraid of, and that's the enemy working in your life.
That's right.
This song is about no longer being slaves.
Amen.
Unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave. Child of God, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Let's stand together and sing the second verse.
From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood runs through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Split the sea.
You split the sea so I could walk right through it. Your mom with fears and drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God.
One more.
You split the sea so I could walk right through. A child of God.
I am
a child of God. I am a child of God.
Amen. John 20, 24 through 29. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. And though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Let's say that together. "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Let's bow for prayer. As we quiet ourselves and our hearts this morning, we're reminded by the words of this old hymn, "There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunge beneath that blood, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains." We thank you, Lord, that today we can stand clean before you, forgiven and grace-filled, grace-covered with the blood of the Lamb applied. We thank you, Lord, that today we are blessed. How you've chosen to pour out your blessing on us, those of us who haven't seen you with our earthly eyes, who haven't touched you with our hands, who haven't walked with you like the disciples did. But today we are blessed because, Lord, with our spiritual eyes we have seen you, and our hearts declare that Jesus Christ is Lord today, Lord over sin, death, and hell. Lord over our physical bodies, Lord over our spirits, Lord over our minds, our relationships and every aspect of our life. We do welcome you, Lord, to bring your healing into every area of our life. We acknowledge that you are our Savior, that you are our Lord. And we thank you today, Lord, for answered prayer. We thank you, Lord, for healing. And here too, we come to you, Lord, not by sight, but by faith. Because, Lord, we realize that there is more to this world than meets the eye. And we are only here for a short time. This life, this world is but a vapor. But we're thankful, Lord, that you have raised our vision to that which cannot be captured by the eye. But you've captured our hearts and our imaginations toward heaven. And the glory of what it will be for us to be with you forever and ever. To join with the church triumphant. Those who've given their lives, been martyred for you. Those who've lived and died without having their faith put to the test like the martyrs of old. Today, Lord, we join with the mighty throng who are gathered around the throne today in heaven and this side of heaven. And we declare you Lord, Lord of all. And Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Lord, for showing us the victory and making it possible in our lives. Bless the offering as it is now received, Father. We love you and thank you for what you're doing right here, right now, raising our minds, our hearts, our vision to you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Our ushers are coming around to receive our morning tithes and offerings. If you're worshiping with us for the first time this morning, don't feel obligated by any means to give. Rather, this is the way that the church goes on, and this is how it's been done for centuries now. The faithful gather and support the work. Amen. And we give our tithes and offerings to support the work. And we just know that God does more with it than we can. And so we lovingly place it in His hands, thankful to be a part of His work. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. Riley and Renata.
Hey, guys. We're not normally up here, so if you want to help us out and sing it with us, if you know the song, I don't think it'll be on the screen, but it might be.
Can I ever say enough? sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing when you pick me up. Sing cause you're there. I can sing cause you hear me, Lord, when I call you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath. Sing for I know that I'll sing with the angels and saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting?